our community business partner, I mean, community business development partners.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
From the interim director, community business development partners, providing an update on an audit by the Federal Aviation Administration of the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise and the Airport Concessions Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Programs. This item went to the Committee on Economic and Community Development during the September cycle, and they received and placed this item on file.
All right. Well, only thing I would like them to come in front of us. So, remember, Mr. Bateman. Mr. Bateman is there. So any questions? Mr. Nelson, will you just go ahead? And we just, this is strictly information.
Good morning, Chair, Supervisors. Mark Phillips, Contract Compliance Administrator for the County's Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program. The report that you have before you is basically an update on the status of the audit that underwent in July of this year in regard to contract compliance within the DVE program. The audit essentially said that the activities that we had were not on consistent forms. They were in the form of emails and different project reports that wasn't easy to glean the that wasn't even easy to see the information regarding DVE participation and had to be gleaned from the records. So what we did is put together a new form that's much more comprehensive to address the requirements of the audit or the recommendations of the audit. We submitted that to FAA, and we are anticipating reporting in the very near future, possibly next month, on the results of FAA's review of our recommendations moving forward and our changes in process and procedure.
Did Mr. Bateman participate in?
Yes, Mr. Bateman and his entire staff, also Ed Bache and folks with the Greg Hyde's crew and the Department of Facilities Maintenance and Management also participated. So we included the folks on the concession end with Kathy Nelson as well to review some of the things that were brought up and how we're going to move forward. So it was a very collaborative effort.
All right, thank you. So, Jersey.
Well, I just want our committee already reviewed this, but I wanted to recognize that Nelson Soler was there during most of this work, and I believe did good work on this. So.
Yes, our former director Nelson Soler was actually not only the point person, but actually participated in the entirety of the audit itself, as well as established the foundation for our response, developed the forms that we have put together as a result of the response, and it has actually done 99% of the legwork. I think he did everything but sign the actual submission of the report. So that is correct.
Supervisor Bukowski, wait, so are you done?
I'm finished.
Yes, Supervisor Bukowski.
I guess I look to the chair of the Economic and Community Development Committee. You want to
motion consistent with?
Mostly consistent with that ECD committee and receive and place on file. So that goes back to the full board.
Any other comments or questions? Do we actually need to do that? Because I thought we laid it over for one cycle.
Well, we referred this back.
Oh, that's true. We did.
Form.
All right. Madam Clerk, call on the motion.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with ECD's motion to receive and place this item on file is approved.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, can you call item 9?